The radio broadcast portion of the worship service from the United Church of Christ in Neillsville is given anonymously by a faithful radio listener.
I chose three scripture readings for today. Share first the reading from Isaiah 55. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up a cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall be to the Lord a memorial, for it an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Then from the book of Psalms, Psalm 65, beginning at verse 9. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide the people with grain, for you, so you have prepared it. Your water is furrowed, its furrows abundantly. Let me try that again. I think I need new glasses. You water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges, softening with showers and blessing its growth. You crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with richness. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks, and the valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy. Do you hear the joy in these two passages? Do you hear the fertileness of the of what God offers into the world? So now we hear, I'm going to not share the parable of the sower, but Jesus' interpretation of that parable. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. And yet that person has no root, so it endures only for a while. And when the trouble or persecution arise on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lures of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on the good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the word of the Lord. May God add God's blessing to it. Will you pray with me? Pray that the words that I speak are faithful to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that which you hear is that which the Spirit intends for your ears this day. Let us pray. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. When we plant gardens, most of us are careful where we throw our seeds. Unless we're planting a wildflower garden, or, as I just thought about, unless the seed packet just spills. I've had that happen. My father was very proud of his straight rows, both in the fields and later in his vegetable garden. I remember going on drives on Sunday afternoon, and Dad would look and see how straight the other farmer's rows were. Anybody else know about that? Today, there's tractors and planters that guide the farmer so that the rows are nearly perfect, and just how much seed to plant is all done by computer, and it's they decide, the planter knows where it needs to go for the best yield. It's amazing. And from what I understand, well, I rode with the tractors, and this is 10 years ago, exactly where the particular seeds need to be more and where they can be less in the field. I don't get it, but the tractors seem to know. And for the gardener, well, there's seed tapes. Each seed is placed in a straight row at exactly the recommended spacing. And yet this sower in Jesus' parable, well, that sower is not at all careful. She tosses the seed with utter abandon, fall where they may. It's all good from her perspective. Some of the seeds may fall where there's little chance of a plant surviving, let alone produce fruit. But the sower is not so concerned. It's not that she doesn't care, not at all. It matters a great deal to her that her seeds sprout, yielding a harvest. So much so that she will take all kinds of opportunities to see if something might grow, even in those unexpected places. So she doesn't worry about running out of seed or wasting seed. She's just extravagant with her seeds everywhere. Our Lord is absolutely sure that the seeds that fall from God's hand and word and God's word will not come back empty. The sower knows the seed planted and God's word will accomplish what God intends and will succeed in the thing for which God sent it. I've been amazed by vegetation growing in unexpected places. After a fire destroys the entire forest, new plants soon sprout. And we all know that that is intended to be that way. And after a devastating flood, drowning all that once lived, new life appears. among the rocks in the sand of the desert or on the sand dunes, in soil as hard as one can imagine, that rock-hard clay, and in the ocean deep and dark, seeds burst into life. The sower does not hesitate to toss seeds, even in places where it's unlikely that the plants will thrive. Have you also been amazed at the unexpected places where seeds grow? Have you been amazed at your own growth in faith? Unexpected? Have you been amazed by your changed behavior? Like, oh, I didn't know I could do that. Have you been amazed by the faith of another, or amazed at the changed behavior of another? We don't always notice, so invite us to notice those things. God is always ready to give opportunities, always ready to try again, even in the places where earlier seeds did not germinate. God is always ready to be surprised by new growth, always ready to supply the rain, the sun, and whatever is needed so that the seeds just might grow. What strikes me today is there is no judgment in the parable of the sower, nor in the interpretation that Jesus offered of the parable. The sower knows not all seeds yield the harvest hoped for. Some might not even sprout. Not all soil is equally fertile, and not all growing conditions will yield as we hope. However, this sower is a risk taker who, with amazing grace, tosses her seeds into the world and onto a variety of soils, hoping and trusting that we will grow in faith, that we will change our sinful ways. This sower is extravagant in his love for us. Often we get discouraged with ourselves. We have some high expectations, and then we don't make them. Wish I hadn't said what I said last night. Know what I mean? Wish I hadn't done what I did. Know what I mean? Wish that somebody else hadn't said what they said to us. Wish that they hadn't done what they did. Jesus reminds us that while God gives us in all creation opportunities, God the sower knows that sometimes those seeds God has planted in us will fail to germinate. We have failed to hear. We failed to listen. We have failed to do, and therefore the yield of the harvest that we were hoping for, that God was hoping for, just doesn't happen. So God again tosses out more grace and more seeds, hoping that this time we will be fertile soil that will cause the seeds to germinate. It's always giving us another opportunity. There will be times when we will not grow in the ways we hope and God hopes. We will be faithful for a time, excited that we've changed our ways, and then we fall back. We're excited that we've done what God has hoped for us to do, and then something, someone, even our own will cause us to do what we thought was past. We're done with that. We're not going to do it anymore. And then we do it all over again. We hear God's expectations of us, but sin overwhelms us. And then God tosses more seeds. And again, God is extravagant, first with God's grace, and then with more seeds and new opportunities. God trusts that with enough rain and snow coming down from heaven, our fertile soil will sprout. God trusts that through the love and teachings of Jesus, we will again take the opportunity for new life. God will not give up on us, and we ought not to give up on ourselves. The prophet knows. Our heavenly sower's seeds and words will not return empty. God knows that we cannot be faithful on our own. God knows that all God's disciples do not yield the results either we, God's disciples, or God hoped for. And so God sent Jesus into the world to show us again the way, the truth, and the life. God sent Jesus into the world to show us that death leads to life, that sin that we had can be let go. We are forgiven, and we can forgive ourselves and move on because there's more seed that God is planting in us, more opportunities. And frankly, sometimes those seeds need to die before growing, and Jesus knew that. He knows that that which was needs to be let go so that there is new life. And Jesus knows and shows us that God is the one who raises seeds and us to life. When the seed is successful, yielding great results, we have allowed God to be involved. We have sought out God's guidance because we are not going to grow on our own. We are not going to yield results on our own. We are not going to change our ways on our own. In the verses just before our reading from Isaiah today, this prophet proclaims, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. God has ways that are not our ways and thoughts that are not our thoughts." We, Jesus' disciples, we who are followers of Jesus, need to learn to trust God and return to God. We're not going to have perfect rows and high yields on our own. It's just not going to happen. But with God's help, when we have heard and listened to God's word and understood it, then we will bear fruit, abundant fruit, fruit that grows in us and through us. No more thistles, but giant sequoias. No more thorny bushes, but stately pines. And our fruit will be a monument to God. Our fruit will be an everlasting sign of God's presence in the world. Our fruit, with God's help, will bring about the kingdom of God in this place and in this. And so go out and plant some of your own. That is what Jesus is helping us to do. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and ever-loving God, you sow seeds in us. Thank you. Thank you for your extravagant love of us and for your world and all creation. Help us to see the beauty in the world, a beauty you have created. Help us to see the beauty in each one of us, in ourselves, and in our neighbors. You plant in all of us seeds of love, hope, joy, peace, and justice. We pray that we will sprout. On this day when we think about seeds, O Lord, we think about the farmers right here in Clark County who have had so much rain, way too much this year. Thank you, God, for the hope and the faith they have in the crop that you gave them, and give thanks to you for last year. And thank you for the hope that they have for the crops next year, knowing that maybe this year it won't be as good as they hoped, knowing that this year it has been hard to get into the fields. Oh God, we do pray for the farmers this time. And we pray, oh God, for where the places where seeds of love are not yet growing. We pray for those places where there is no peace, where there is no justice in our country and around the world. God, keep on planting seeds there so maybe individuals will be a sign of hope and love. Thank you for the ministry of the church that touches people all over the world. Thank you for caring individuals, for faithful people who plant seeds, especially in places where it's so hard for peace, justice, and hope to grow. Hear these, our prayers, and our prayers for those who are sick, our prayers for those who grieve, our prayers for those who have fear, our prayers for those who are in need of your love. In the name of Jesus Christ, and as Jesus taught us, we pray together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, thy earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. God is good, and we, what, Dottie? When we said God is good this week, what was the response? Say it loud. God is good all the time. And when I said, and when the leaders said all the time, God is good. So let's do it again. God is good. God is good all the time. God, all the time. God is good. Let us respond to God's goodness. Okay, you can have one each, right? Okay. be with Grandma. Come here. Huh?
Just had to tell Grandma.
Okay, look. You have to wait until she's done. Are sown among us. Now we return to you a small investment of the harvest. As you have multiplied the works of our hands, Lord God, so increase our gifts to your glory. May the ministry we share bear much fruit. Bring in an abundant harvest for your realm. Amen. It's truly amazing, Mae, to see what the seeds of love and mercy are planting there in Loyal, in that new homeless shelter. Already people are finding a home and lives are being changed. And that, my friend, is because the work of our churches together is doing in this community. Our seeds that have been planted in us by God, through the Word of God and the love of God, are bearing fruit there in Loyal. They bear fruit here in your own families when you share the gospel love with one another. Thanks be to God for planting seeds in us so that we can plant seeds in the world. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you God's peace. Amen.
The radio broadcast portion of the worship service from the United Church of Christ in Neillsville is given anonymously by a faithful radio listener.